That, my friend, is a
foul.
Technical foul.
That's a weak-ass tech. That's a ref that doesn't belong on the floor. That's not a tech.
Tell me why it wasn't a tech.
Where's my warning?
Redo. Where's my warning?
I was never warned.
Technical foul. I hear you, my boy.
Thank you, my boy. Do you need to warn adults about behavior issues?
Can't always get them all again in life.
Just say hello. Okay, let's try again. All of the unsporters come out of the woodworks.
What's IMO?
In my opinion.
Oh, yeah.
Which we don't care much about opinions.
Why are you even reffing?
Sharing an emotional reaction.
Don't act like you've never made a wrong call before. Correct.
Correct call.
You don't belong on the floor. This is why umpires and referees deserve all the criticism they get.
Thank you.
You sound like such a sweetheart. That's really nice of you. Karma isn't real. Terrible reffing is.
It's one of the realest.
Emotional reffing is annoying.
You're the human that got annoyed.
Keep good.
Stop.
This account has become such a joke. This is garbage.
Swipe. Why are you talking about punishment?
That's not happening.
Thoughts?
Talk that shit.
It's a winning combination.
What about the elbow? I need a thumbs down option on these videos.
Go to YouTube. I believe there is a thumbs down option. And if you love it, you'll come back. Let's have a great show, okay?
Great show. A lot of haterade in the comments.
That's why the show is called Fouls and Trolls.
This episode of the Crown Refs podcast is brought to you by RefereeStore.com. To save 15% on all United Attire products, enter CROWN15 at checkout. We hope you enjoy this episode, and do us one last favor before you listen. Have a great rest of your day.
Good. Let's have a great show, okay?
Great show.
Good luck. Don't worry about the pin.
There's
a lot of adjustments. I feel like your adjustments are rather time consuming. That was good though. Okay. It was worth it. Okay.
Where are we going?
Oh, I got you. I can direct you to the right location. Let's see.
Do you have to do the intro first?
We're going to do the intro, sure. Definitely are. Okay, here's the. All right, whatever. You just go through them and we do it as we like. Okay. The intro, I'm going to intro you up, and I love how you have a low-key intro. Like, what's up?
What?
I love how I'm energetic, and I intro you up, and you're like,
oh, all right. What's up? All right. I'll give you a little more charisma.
Welcome back to episode 3 of Fouls and Trolls. I'm Paul. This is my friend Mark.
Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch here. We're ready to get into the trolling and the fouling.
I can't have you do Monkey Punch. Redo. No. Go subtle. No, because you're...
Too much.
Your first two episodes were like...
I came out too hot.
No, you said like one word.
I came out too hot.
Trust me. Okay. Warm up.
We got an intro way up.
Welcome back to episode 3 of Fouls and Trolls. My name is Paul, and this is my friend Mark.
What do you want me to introduce myself with?
Just nothing. Just say hello.
You said my name. So just say hello?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Hello.
Yeah. Okay. Let's try again. Welcome back to episode 3 of Fouls and Trolls. My name is Paul. This is my friend Mark.
Hello. How's everyone doing?
I love how you start off like very low key, but then you really heat up as the show goes on.
I'm kind of getting a heat check over here.
You're a sick dude. You know that, right? Listen, Mark, we wanted to have episode 3 maybe a month or two ago, but our show is predicated on getting negative trolling comments. And for about a month or two, we got nothing. So, but lo and behold, you post a few videos of referees giving technical fouls and all of the unsporters come out of the woodwork. So we're back, we got new content, and let's dive in.
Awesome, let's do it.
So I'd like you to go to this post, technical foul, where...
Coach, technical foul. This is supportive partnering.
Basically what happens is the coach yells across the court to the official who's across the court, and the sideline official then gives them a technical foul. Actually, they gave him a technical foul for yelling multiple times and then a demonstrative hand wave. So spectators, coaches are very new to one official giving a technical foul even though the coach yelled at another official. It's very new. It's shocking to them. So this is all shocking when a great supportive partner steps up and has your back.
Okay. Kind of like you have my back.
All the time.
Okay.
Forever.
Comments?
Yes. You'll know when the juicy ones come.
Okay. where's the warning from TikToker 653567? That should be the first step, but sometimes being the show is too much.
People are so entitled with their warnings. They want warnings. Where's my warning? I was never warned. Where's my warning? You never told me.
It doesn't work like that all the time.
Do you need to warn adults about behavior issues?
No.
I didn't think so.
I don't think
so. But people demand the warning. Where's my warning?
They wanted a mulligan. You can't always get a mulligan in life.
This ain't golf, my boy.
Okay.
Read this
one. LRL42. I ref soccer, and I understand there's a shortage, but come on. If you're given a tech for that, why are you even reffing?
So he's part of the brotherhood and sisterhood, not having our backs in the comments section. You're not helping the national shortage. If you disagree with the call, then please leave us your effective strategies on how you would have done it differently instead of sharing an emotional reaction.
Correct.
Correct call.
Eddie Wakis.
What's up, Eddie?
Saw nothing. Backstory is that his first thing saying, and then someone came in and helped him out and said, that's a weak-ass tech.
I got nothing.
Why can't a coach disagree with a call? Maybe explain the reasoning. Don't act like you've never made a wrong call before. Do better.
Gotcha.
You need to do better.
Well, listen, if you want an explanation, there's the right way and the right time to get your explanation. Shouting at the official in the middle of the play from across the court doesn't allow that official to give you the proper explanation. For those instances, we have to use the rule book. And the rule book says that's unsportsmanlike conduct. And that, my friend, is a
foul.
Technical foul.
Technical foul. T. How do I say that guy's name? Is that Doucette? Coach Doucette? He said that's a ref that doesn't belong on the floor. That's not a tech.
Okay. Okay. Tell me why it wasn't a tech.
You don't belong on the floor.
You don't belong here. You're not worthy to wear the stripes. This is coming from a fellow brother. Man.
Spencer's jumping right in, and this is why umpires and referees deserve all the criticism they get.
This is why, in a world filled with negative narwhals, I choose to be a positive porcupine. Okay? I choose this. I'm choosing to be positive. Others are choosing to share hate and spread negativity.
I like how you hit him with kindness and you said, why, Spencer, you sound like such a sweetheart. That's really nice of you.
Thank you. Thank you. I feel like on deep down on the inside, he probably really is a sweetheart, even though he might not have demonstrated it through his commenting.
And you even asked him, would you like to be on volume 3 of our new show, Fouls and Trolls?
What'd he say?
I don't care. Refs like this deserve everything that comes their way.
You deserve to get yelled at. You deserve to get physically and verbally abused. Hey, I want to take back the offer to be on the show in person or through video conferencing, but I'm happy that we could feature your comment on the show.
He hit you with karma isn't real, terrible reffing is, deserves a suspension.
Wow. We got to click on the karma isn't real part. What you give out, you get back. It is a real thing. It's one of the realest.
Noah Hamby, bad call. This might warrant a warning, but not a tech. Emotional reffing is annoying.
Don't be annoyed. Choose to not be annoyed. You're blaming other people and saying it's their fault that you're annoyed. You're the human that got annoyed.
He said emotional reffing is annoying, but the coach got emotional.
It's all misguided feedback. They're doing what they're telling you not to do.
Illegal screen on number 1. Exactly. It's fall league. Sit down and enjoy the game.
Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Stop.
There?
Yes.
That's weak.
Weak. Not worthy. You got to come with a little more hate than that.
No, that wasn't enough. It was weak.
Not enough juice. What do you got?
This account has become such a joke.
This account.
You disagree with how they handle something and they give you a BS excuse or say, have a nice day. My man, you got to stop acting like you ref the national championship every year and be realistic.
Be realistic.
Realistic.
we turned into a joke. It seemed like he liked the earlier material, but as of late, this account is a joke. So here's what I recommend to you, my friend. Go find an account that brings a big smile to your face and one that won't make you angry. Because that's all we want.
Ernique, this is garbage.
Ernique has not that kind. I want you to continue to watch some of his contributions.
I don't think this is an appropriate tech. We got to be more focused on the players than the coach's mannerisms.
That is true. However, don't disregard the coach's mannerisms as something that's not part of the game. Recently had an official said that we're just focused on the game. And, you know, and the rep and the coach was going crazy. He's part of the game.
Yep.
He's part of the game. Obviously, I'm not turning to the coach and watching the coach and having my back turned to the play. Mm-hmm. But you have to have that high level of awareness to be able to do all those jobs. That's why officiating is a hard job.
I hear you, my boy.
Thank you, my boy.
Oh, we got a guest?
You got a guest?
No.
Hello. Hello.
How are you? Who are you seeing? Oh, yeah. Okay, cool. All for waving someone off. I hope you never ref past high school games.
But why would you wish somebody fails at something? What does that do for you?
It doesn't count. They don't have a profile picture.
Oh, yeah. Forget it. Disregard. Swipe.
Swipe. The big problem is officials use the technical as a means of power and control over coaches, but there is no method of control over officials who don't handle themselves the right way. So what would the punishment be for an official who waves off a coach? Obviously, that's rhetorical, because there would be none.
Number one, why are you entering the comments starting a problem and identifying that there's a problem? I don't really see a problem here. And number two, why are you talking about punishment? What are you doing, sir? Be realistic. We're going to have to go.
No, we don't have to. It doesn't matter.
She'll just keep doing her thing right behind us. That'd be cool.
Well, the music's going to go on.
Oh, no, the music can't go on.
That's not happening. We can go into the conference room.
Yeah, that'd be great.
There's a whiteboard in there.
Perfect.
Why the fuck does the ref sound like they're 10? Okay. Next. No.
There's more comments.
No, there's not.
Oh, there's not. Okay.
No, I hit them all.
All right.
I hit all of them.
We have 14 minutes. Is that enough for an episode, do you think, or no? Probably not, right?
You don't got one more?
No, there's more posts. But yeah, I'm saying, is this enough for this episode? All right, go here.
I don't know. You know how that is.
I know how that works. This one. This features... I want you to watch.
I need some visuals here. Hold on.
That's Karen.
That's Karen.
Thoughts?
Talk that shit. Talk that shit.
Thoughts on how he handled himself there?
I thought he handled himself quite well.
Quite well?
Yeah.
I mean, you look at that guy, and number one, as soon as you see him, you're like, he's probably a really nice guy. And then you hear him talk, and you're like, he's definitely a super nice guy. But then he's bringing a high level of firmness and strength coupled with professionalism and respect. And that, my friends, is a winning combination.
Yeah, I just think during the game on the side is not the time and place to interject how you feel the ref should be calling calls for only your daughter's team.
Your daughter. Your daughter, Sally.
You know, and I feel like if people cared a little bit more about being on the same page and communication, this stuff would be maybe, you know, parents or spectators would be more involved prior to the game even starting or, you know, or refs in general. You know what I mean? Not wait to the game to wait for the one call after eight calls were called the other way and you didn't care about the elbow, you know what I mean?
What about the elbow? And you also have to come to the game not upset. And you also have to realize that the game is escapism, right? It's supposed to be fun. It's just a game. So you should be enjoying yourself. You should be cheering on your team. You should be rooting for your players. It says nothing about booing or shouting disrespectful negative comments out in public. That's not the way that I want my family to behave.
I concur.
Thank you. Congratulations on your young family now with the birth of Ava.
You got a plus one.
Plus one.
You got a plus one.
Oh, Mark, we actually have a photo of Ava. This is her photo of her attending her first movement training fitness class. Look at that, at the tender age of 2.5 months. She's an early bloomer, huh?
Are you able to get that?
You put her right in there,
huh? You're going to be able to get it right there?
It's there. It's already there. You just don't see it.
Oh, yeah.
You just don't see it.
I need a thumbs down option on these videos. Joe Fadul.
Joe, go to YouTube. I believe there is a thumbs down option. In the meantime, the Instagram options are block, unfollow, or swipe. So choose one of those, Joe.
That's what I don't understand. Just like unfollow.
He wanted to go far out of his way, take time out of his day to go let me know he did not like what I was doing.
But you know what? We don't want you to leave. We want you to stick around. He's giving us some trolling.
I understand that. That's great. But honestly, I want him to find happiness.
I agree.
And if you can't find it with us, then we got to let you go. And if you love it, you'll come back.
There's no reason to even acknowledge the comment, but I get it. You'll be talking to the crowd the whole game.
Not necessarily if it's executed in a professional and effective manner in which this young man did so. And fun fact, there was no comments from the crowd the entire game, which is great for the game because it puts the focus on the players, which it should.
But for real, what about the elbow before? No, but seriously, like, what about the elbow?
No, but seriously. The game just started. We can't miss elbows. We can't miss headshots. You know?
Two possessions.
You're cursing a lot today. You're making me edit even more.
Official Dakota, soft.
Soft. I don't know. To me, it's super soft to call other people soft. I know I've called things and people soft in my life, but it's just soft to do it. Stop giving an emotional reaction and explain your thoughts.
There's nothing more soft than calling someone soft.
It's so soft.
So soft.
So soft. All right, Mark, I think it's time to work out. Can we say goodbye for now?
Yes. A lot of hatery in the comments. A lot of hatery.
That's why the show is called Fouls and Trolls.
Fouls and Trolls.
Thank you for listening to the Crown Refs Podcast. Serve the game.
Hey, podcast listeners. The Crown Refs Mentor Program and community just recently celebrated our 2-year anniversary, and Patreon's been busy making their platform even better, and we're thrilled to share with you these updates. Patreon now has a collections tab, which features quick and easy access to our entire catalog, which includes over 25 of our exclusive shows and series, like Signal School, Rapid Responses, guest speakers, Crown Classics, Game Notes, Verbal Judo, The Wonderful Women of Officiating, The Sunday Swish, The CR Vlog, and Rule Resources, just to name a few. Not sure which tier is right for you? Our updated Crown Refs page has got you covered with a clear breakdown of each tier's offerings. And there's more. Patreon is now offering free 7-day trials to give you a delicious taste test of what's cooking inside of our ref kitchen. You can check out the reimagined Patreon app, complete with community chats. Plus, we're introducing a new shop tab where you can grab individual episodes, exclusive instructional how-to videos, PDFs, pregame cards, whether you're a Patreon member or not. If our content has brought you any value in the past, we are kindly asking that you please consider joining the Crown Refs Mentor Program and Community for Officials. As soon as you sign up, I will personally send you a welcome email so then you can get access to our 36 Discord community channels. You can go to patreon.com/crownrefs or click the link in this episode to come explore the future of Crown Refs on Patreon. I can't wait to work with you and introduce you to our incredible community. You're amazing.
All right, Johnny Gleach reaching out. We're going knee tucks. Comfortable feel, you know, easy to put on. In the locker room before a game, I'll hang my shirt up, put them on the shirt. Once you pop your shirt on, after you're done with stretching and warming up, you know, they clip real quick. can have a little slide band to tighten them up and down. I like to go tight, just like a sneaker. When you lace your shoes up, you like it tight. It's going to loosen up as the game goes, as you run, as your muscles flex. And they never ride up. Some, you know, I've had good success with these, keeping my shirt in. When you're at the free throw line, watching the game, you don't want to be messing with your shirt, messing with your pants. Knee tucks are, you know, the way that helps us to not do that.